People unite! Take back the night! People unite! Take back the night!
I'm Candace Mitchell for WRPR News. The voices of students could be heard shouting all over campus as they took back the night in honor of survivors of sexual and domestic violence. Take Back the Night is a national event and is held here at Rampal College annually. On the final night of Violence Awareness Week, students gathered to share their personal experiences with domestic and sexual violence. Kevin Hurtado, the Violence Prevention Program Coordinator at the Women's Center, organized Rampal's gathering.
Take Back the Night is an annual event we have at the Women's Center, and it's basically an event that has two parts. The first part, we encourage survivors to tell their stories, and we try to do it in a space and an environment that like supports them and encourages them and also is very confidential. And then after that, we basically literally take back the night and we march around campus and basically make a lot of noise for all the people whose voices have been silenced or probably didn't feel comfortable enough to speak at the event.
Participants were not allowed to disclose any of the stories or experiences that were shared that night, but Yovana Garcia did share the thoughts and feelings that she took away from the event. How did you feel after listening to everyone's stories at Take Back the Night?
I think I felt a sense of community amongst all the Rampal College students and faculty who attended. I felt empowered. Oftentimes, you don't get to talk about things. You don't get to talk about violence, gender violence, or assault. So getting to share that experience was very cathartic. Most people who attended the event, first time that they got to share their stories dealing with assault and sexual violence. So I think it's very important to have their voices heard.
Take Back the Night encourages students to speak openly and comfortably about their experiences with sexual and domestic violence, a topic that Kevin feels is important to discuss on college campuses.
Why do you think it's important to come together as a campus to discuss it?
Because it's most prevalent in college. I believe from August to October, it's called the Red Zone, and that's when the most sexual assaults happen, and it's mostly targeted at freshmen.
The students hope to change the statistic by making their voices heard and asking for a safer campus.
What do we want? A safe campus! Now!
1 in 4 women will be a victim of domestic violence. Rampal's annual event works to empower these survivors and encourage them to share their stories to help put a stop to sexual and domestic violence. I'm Candace Mitchell for WRPR News.
People unite! Take back!